knowledge beyond dreams. Discover That's the Way Love Goes, a collection of short stories by Mark Marcus. Go to thatsthewaylovegoes.net and let the dreams begin.
Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to Candle Shore. So I'm discussing Windows 8 Consumer Preview and its accessibility for the blind and low vision. My previous episode on this subject was discussing Narrator or accessibility for Windows 8 Developer Preview, which is effectively the alpha for Windows 8. That is episode number 100. And I was going to do a similar interactive demonstration today, and I realized that not a lot has changed in terms of the way it sounds. It's certainly more stable. The current beta of Windows 8 is more stable. So I strongly suggest that you go and listen to the 15-minute demonstration. That's the title is episode 100. If you go to candleshoreblog.com, that's CandleshoreBlog.com, on the lower right-hand side, you'll see a search pane. Type in EP for episode, followed by 100. So EP, no space, okay? EP 100. Hit the enter key. It'll bring up that episode, and you can listen to it. There's no need to reinvent the wheel. Getting back to where we are now, a couple of things I want to get out of the way. Microsoft has said that a blind or low vision person can install Windows 8 using Narrator. And here's the scenario that they say will work. I didn't do it this way when I installed Windows 8. If you have a Windows 7 machine and you turn on Narrator and you go to the download site, and there's different ways to download Windows 8, but there's an interactive setup that you can use. According to Microsoft, you can run this setup and you can use Narrator to navigate through the entire installation process. I don't recommend any user do an upgrade. I prefer fresh installs. What I did, and I'm running Windows 8 Consumer Preview on an i3 Acer 15-inch, pretty fast machine. What I did is I burned a DVD, an ISO image. And if you don't know what the ISO image is, just ignore this part, okay? But it's as if I, you know, went to a store, bought the CD or DVD and put it in. And that is not accessible with Narrator. So Microsoft is trying to get, in my opinion, they're not exactly being as direct or as honest. I won't be impressed until I can run Narrator regardless of the installation process from beginning to end. So, just keep that in mind. Sometimes I wonder who the marketing people are for these people. You know, they just come out and technically you can do this, technically you can do that, but in reality, I'm just not sure. So I installed Windows 8. And it is not accessible until you start Windows. You use the Windows Enter, I think it is, command to start Narrator. Now, I will say that I am impressed that Narrator, you can finally access all aspects of the Windows environment with Narrator. And in fact, I have used Narrator to configure my wireless setup. I used it to connect to my home network. I've used it to change the environment. Here's another FYI for you. For those of us who are low vision, if you use a high contrast theme, and this is just like it was in Windows 7 and in Vista, it will break all internet access. You know, so we still have to keep using the Alt Shift print screen command, because if you use a high contrast black and then you go to a website using Internet Explorer 10, and by the way, it doesn't matter which browser you use, it'll work because it breaks it for all of them. A lot of links won't work. You can't see pictures. I don't know why Microsoft makes this so difficult. How hard is it just to switch the colors? You know, that's all you have to do with the high contrast. I mean, they're obviously doing a lot more with their high contrast themes. But all we really want, Microsoft, is just reverse the colors. I mean, it would be nice if you could customize it too. They haven't fixed this. And if you look at the Microsoft developer blog, they talk about, well, we have users. We get user input to make Windows accessible. You know, the users must be a bunch of retards, okay? I'm sorry, but they're just idiots. There's some bugs in this program that in Windows 8 with regards to Narrator and the magnifier that I just don't get. For example, if you turn on the screen magnifier, which works well. Why is it doesn't follow the insertion point when you're typing? Who the hell can these users be? It's so bizarre. I don't understand why they're making this You know, people ask me, well, what do you think? If Microsoft were a brand new company, I would say that Narrator is off to a good start. But given the fact that Microsoft is coming up on 30 years old, you know, it's not very impressive. And I'm a conspiracy theorist, and I just wonder if some of these, I just wonder if some companies out there who have an interest in not making Windows accessible, are they paying somebody to keep it dumbed down or what? I mean, how hard is it to have the insertion point follow the magnification? You know, who can the users be? Somebody needs to explain this to me. Or another problem with Narrator is, you know, the keyboard echo. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I don't know. You know, this is not difficult stuff, guys. Microsoft might think it interesting that maybe a Narrator user would like to know the date and time. So maybe put a time and date command on. I don't know. Am I crazy? You know, hey, Microsoft, pick up a Macintosh. You know, I mean, how hard can this be? Basic stuff, right? From one of the world's richest companies with thousands of employees. I just don't understand. And I know, no, I'm not going to make this about, but it's so hard not to be frustrated. And I think the other thing that really bothers me about Windows 8, Windows period, is from the accessibility team, what they call enable, is that they don't want you to give any feedback. You ever gone to the windows.com/enable? Please. There is a Windows 8 feedback tool, but you got to be, you know, in a certain group of developers to have access to it. I do have access. I finally downloaded it for Windows 8 consumer preview, and I'm now giving direct feedback to Microsoft. It is not easy. I understand that Microsoft doesn't want a million people sending bug reports in every day, but the accessibility team, I would think they would not make it so hard for people to give them feedback on accessibility if they're as up and up as they claim to be. I'm just not impressed. You know, you'd be amazed. You know, so, and by the way, for those of you who may want to download Windows 8, you can go to, I think it's preview.microsoft.com to do so. So, you know, it's got a ways to go. I'm going to turn the computer on and show you what it sounds like now.
Windows, start menu, pane, focus on desktop.
So the new start menu, I will tell you that, now you've all heard about a lot of this stuff with the new start menu. I like it. I've customized this using Narrator. I have obviously none of the popular screen readers, to my knowledge, are working with Windows 8 yet, and I've made a point of working on this alone. It does have different tiles. One of the things that we thought we'd see in Windows 7 that we didn't was an interactive desktop. Well, they've come closer with that in Windows 8, and that is to say, on the Start menu, you now have interactive apps. The one I have running now is the weather. So every time I bring up or hit the Start menu and place focus on it, it'll give me whatever the current temperature is. Now, I like that, and this is going to come in handy for sports scores, or I'm sure they'll use news. Feeds, and this does work well with Narrator. Now, I've got my start menu configured so that when I, you know, hit the Windows key, I can immediately go to the desktop. That's why it landed on desktop. There's a little tile in here for desktop. I'm going to arrow around so you can hear the start menu.
Weather 53 degrees, Huntington Beach, CA, clear, 62°/49°, 31B image.
Now I'm going to just use some more arrow keys. Non-selected
desktop, Microsoft Outlook 2010. Microsoft Word 2010, Microsoft Access 2010, Music, Microsoft Excel 2010, Send Feedback for Windows Consumer Preview, Music, Weather 53, left arrow.
So you get the idea. Now, if I hit the Windows key, press the Windows key, the Windows goes away, and I'm at my desktop. And the Windows, a lot of the basic commands that we all know and love still work in Windows 8. Sometimes I think they ought to call this Windows 7.1. But the Windows M still gets you to the desktop. The Windows R will still bring up the run command. We do have a new Windows C, which will bring up charms. And charms are little apps that are running on the side. I'll give you a demonstration. I'm going to hit the Windows C command or key combo.
Windows C. Charms window. Focus on start button. Devices button.
I'm just arrowing down.
Settings button. Search button. Share button. Start button. Devices button. Settings
you get
button.
The idea. I'm going to press the escape key.
Mark. 1 of 6.
And it says Mark. That's my name, of course. And it's on my desktop, my folder, Mark. 1 of 6. I have some folders on my desktop. And when the start menu is not displayed, you can't tell you're not in Windows 7. This is a remarkably stable installation. I got to give them credit. Everything I give Microsoft tons of props on everything but their accessibility. You can still do, and I know a lot of people talk about, oh, I'm not going to like the start menu. It's going to change. It's going to be different. But you know what? It really isn't. It's better. They've actually, once you get over the shock of how it looks, and it's a little bit different, you can still do searches the way you always did. It's no different. I'm going to press the Windows key. And I'm going to type in the word control.
Windows, start menu, pane, focus on desktop.
Now I'm just going to type in control.
Window, T, L, control panel found.
You get the idea? And if I press enter on that, I'm going to be right back in a control panel. So you can still do an interactive search. I think a lot of times the mainstream media have built this up like it's going to be a shock to everybody. I don't think so. And I certainly think with the interactive tiles. It's called the Metro interface. I don't have a Windows phone. Other than the narrator being a little sluggish and not consistent in terms of mainstream users, I think Windows 8 is going to be one of the best operating systems out there. I love it. I think it's great. My only problem, of course, is with the accessibility, and they've got a long way to go for that. I don't think any mainstream companies for blind and low vision people, such as Freedom Scientific or AI Squared, I don't think they have anything to worry about just yet. And I don't know if that's just my opinion. So how do I rate Windows 8 as an operating system? I've been working on it since it came out. I think it's stable. It works. Everything is running smoothly. It feels solid, but as far as the magnifier and narrator, on a scale of 1 to 5, I'd have to give it about a 1.5 or maybe a 2 on a good day. But I encourage any of you, all of you, if you have the resources and the time to download Windows 8, by all means do so and start giving Microsoft some feedback, because clearly, I don't know how you can be this late in the developing process and magnify the use of screen magnifier built into Windows, and yet when you type, it doesn't follow the narrator cursor, nor does it follow the typing insertion point. So I don't know who these users are, and I don't know. Maybe I'm just too simple to get it. Maybe I'm just, I don't know. Very frustrating. But even though I don't sound like it, I truly am making a joyful noise, and I want you to do the same, okay? And I will see you back here soon. Take care.